谢谢壮华弟兄。
Thank you, Brother 张华。
他给我预备了一杯水。
He prepared this water for me.
如果我不喝，我就跟他没有份。
If I don't drink, I would not. If I don't partake, I would not.
不是没有跟水没有份，跟弟兄的爱没有份。
It's not that I did not drink the water, but it's
the relationship.
The Lord has prepared a perfect salvation.
如果你不信,
if you do not believe,
你不去取,
if you don't go get it,
你就跟他没有份,
then you are not part of it.
不仅仅跟救恩没有份,
and then you are not part of the salvation.
是跟神没有份,
it's because you are not part of God.
请我们再打开罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14 again.
我们再读几节圣经。
And let's read some more scriptures.
我真的是对不起。请我们读。第八节
Let us read verse 8.
我读中文，然后我们弟兄读 Tony 弟兄读英文，读英文的跟弟兄一起，跟读中文的跟我一起，来我们读第八节。我们若活着是为主而活，我们死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
If we live, we live to the Lord.And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
Yes, we belong to the Lord.
我们是属基督的。
请再读一句话。第十节。
Verse 10.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
是的，我们都要站在神的台前。
Yes, we all have to stand before God's judgment seat.
请再读一句话，第十九节跟二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
所以我们为要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事不可因食物毁坏神的工程凡物固然洁净但有人因食物叫人跌倒就是他的罪
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of foodAll food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble.
Yes, 我们需要做所有可能做的事情。
Yes, we have to make every effort.
这里有一个 do, 有个 don't.
这里有一个做，一个不做。
Oh, I'm sorry. 要做一件，要尽力去追求与人和平，彼此建立的事。
We have to make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
不可毁坏神的工程。
Do not destroy the work of God.
我们再一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主你是说话的神
Lord, you talk to us.
你就是话的本身
You are the word.
你成了道成了肉身
Word became man.
自搭帐篷在人间
And you live among us.
充充满满的有真理有恩典
And full of truth and grace.
我们从这里都领受
We have received it.
并且恩上加恩
and then all in more abundance.
主在你自己在我们的给我们的灵里面
and then Lord, you give us in our spirit.
叫我们今天同感一灵
so that we can receive from one spirit.
在你给我们的生命的里面
and in our life,
叫我们能够连接
so we can receive.
所以叫说的听的都蒙造就
and you can edify both the one who speaks and those who listen.
把敬拜爱戴都归给你
We give you thanks and praise in our worship.
这一点点时间交在你的手里。
And we turn this time over to you.
求你分别为圣。
May you set it apart as holy.
叫我们彼此的服侍。
So that we can serve each other.
服侍基督。
And serve Christ.
在公义、和平跟圣灵中喜悦的事上
，In righteousness and peace，
让你愿你得荣耀
，And may you be glorified，
还要得荣耀
，And glorified again，
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
，And pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ，
Amen，
Amen。
弟兄姊妹，我们在一个蒙恩得救的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are one that is saved by grace.
这个得到的救恩是一个全备的救恩。
This salvation is a complete salvation.
这个救赎的恩典。
The saving grace.
这一个福音。
This gospel.
保罗在罗马书的时候解释什么叫做福音。
And Paul in Romans explained what is the gospel.
他说这个福音是关乎我主，是关乎神的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
And this gospel is about the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel is of the God, the Son of God.
那个福音是关于神的儿子，
是我的主，基督耶稣。
And this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是福音。
And that is the gospel.
福音是一个好消息。
And the gospel is good news.
但是它不是单单一个道理教训。
It is not just a doctrine, a teaching.
也不单单是一个方法方式
and it's not only a way
你我不是得到一个方法
it's not a method
不单单得到一个教训
and not only a teaching
我们得到的是我们的主耶稣基督神的儿子
and what we receive is our Lord Jesus Christ the Son of God
这是天大的事情
this is a very important matter
三位一体的神
this triune God
从圣经里面就一直在启示他的自己
and he reveals himself throughout the Bible
父神在这里设计
and the God the Father is the designer
有一个蓝图
there's a blueprint
子神在这里成了那一个蓝图的 model
and this the Son of God becomes this model
然后圣灵在这里把它建造把它执行出来
and this the Holy Spirit implements this model
整个的过程
and this whole process
在神的心意里面
in the heart of our Lord
他有一个中心
there is a center
是他的儿子
and that is his son
神的儿子的里面
and in his son
也有一个目标一个中心
And there is a center.
就是他的教会。
And that is the church.
他一直在建造这个神的工程。
And this work of God is to create, build the church.
他是按照山上的样式。
And it's according to the pattern and the mountain.
他是按照耶稣基督的模式。
And it's according to the model of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵把神父神这个设计在儿子身上已经做成的事要做在一切信他的人的身上。
And whatever God has done in Christ, his son, he's also going to do in those who believe him.
Amazing grace.
奇异恩典。
他第一件他开始做的时候
The first thing he does
福音我主耶稣基督神的儿子当你接受当你我接受的时候接受了这一个神的儿子我主耶稣基督的时候
When we receive the Son of God this Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ
你发现你的地我们的地位不一样
You discovered our position is different
他说我们从原来跟神是仇敌的现在跟神是和好的
Before we were enemies with God now we're reconciled with God
他说我们的因信称义就进到神与神和好的关系上
And when we're justified by faith we enter into the reconciliation with God
这个福音供应我们叫我们是跟神的关系发生变化
And this In the gospel, it causes us to have this change with our, in our life.
我们靠着爱子的血称义，就要更借着他免去神的愤怒。
And so, we can justify through the blood of the Son. We can also through this to remove God's wrath.
我们在跟与神做仇敌的时候，是借着神儿子的死能够与神和好。
And through the death of his son, we can reconcile with the Father.
我们也要在他也既然已经和好，也要因着他的生命而能够得救。
And then because we are reconciled through his life, we can be saved.
这个得救
，and this salvation.
就领受的人来说
，to the people who receive.
是个完备的
It's one that is complete.
就一个人经历过的人说
And from one who experienced it,
他曾经救我脱离极大的死亡
He has saved us from his death.
现在在救我
Now he saves us.
将来还要救我
And in the future he's going to save us too.
所以你可以看到他今天这个救赎的恩典不仅在我们活着的时候
So you can see that this saving grace is not just when we're living.
哪怕我们在地上的年岁结束睡了在主里睡了他还是我们的主
And even if we are asleep in the Lord, he is still our Lord.
羔羊的血
The blood of the Lamb
永远有效
is always effective.
这个救恩实在是奇妙
And this salvation is amazing
它不仅这样
Not only this
我们不仅仅称义之后有这些事以后我们不但与神和借着耶稣基督与神和好
Not only we are reconciled with the Father through these things
还要借着他以神为乐
We also have to rejoice
神的心意叫我们常常的喜乐
And God tells us that we have to be rejoiced
在各样的情况里面有风浪的时候你能不能够喜乐
When there is a storm can you rejoice
但神的心意是不但与借着耶稣基督与神和好还能够借着神以神为乐
And so not only that we reconciled with God, we can through these things, we can rejoice in Him.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
信而受浸的必然得救。
Those that are baptized into Him, they will be saved.
哇这个受浸的事情要 的表示要完成一件事情。
This baptism is manifest something that has to be done.
那受浸的表示
And this meaning of the baptism
是叫我们能够脱开世界
is so that we can be be set apart from the world.
讲到世界的时候上个主日的冯牧师已经跟我们交通很多关于人基督徒怎么这样在世界里过日子
And last week, Reverend Fang has already shared with us how we live in this world as a Christian.
但是这一个受尽表示的救我们脱离世界，是表示说，因为人在世界里面，爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里头。
This is when we're in this world, then if we love this world, then we're, the love of the Father is not in us.
它不是讲我们这个居住的环境。
It's not about a living environment.
而是这一个环境，这一个生活圈子里面。 会叫我们产生眼目的情绪、情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
It tells us that if we're living in this circle, it causes to have the lust of the flesh.
但是这个救赎的恩典，不单单叫我们有称义、成圣，同时它叫我们能够借着受尽所表示的，叫我们能够知道。 怎么样能够一举一动可以有新生命的样式?
So that we let us know how we can have through everything that we do have this be a new creation.
神的救赎很奇妙。
His creation is very very amazing.
那天家俊姐没来，她问我说。 神如果把罪拿走，不就人就不犯罪了吗？
If God removes sin, then maybe we won't be sinners.
不，神没把罪拿走。
No, God did not remove sin.
神救赎的方法是把罪人跟他一起钉死了。
The way he saved us is so that he died on the cross with the sinners.
非常奇妙。
It's very wonderful.
神没有叫我们脱开世界。
God did not ask us to be removed from this world.
就信的人来说, 世界被钉在十字架上了。
To those who believe, the world is crucified on the cross.
就世界说, 我这个人被钉在十字架上了。
And to the world, we are crucified.
Amazing.
很奇妙。
怎么得着的?
How do we do this?
信。
It's by faith.
By faith. 所以说今天叫我们在成圣的过程的里面，叫我们在成圣的根基的上面，知道原来我们受洗是归入耶稣基督。
And when we die, we belong to the Lord.
我们相信你是信入耶稣基督。
So we, by faith, we enter into Christ.
叫我们跟神有一个能够归给神。
So that we belong to Him.
能够属于神。
Belong to God.
有一个弟兄讲得很好。
A brother said something that's very good.
他在解释这个时候，他就很轻松地拿去，不是铅笔，拿出一个笔来。
And he said he had a good example.
那个笔上面还有很多那个白白那个头那个很贵的那个。 Never mind. A pen, a fountain pen.
Oh, yes, a fountain pen.
但这是我的。
This is mine.
因为我花钱买的。
Because I bought it, I paid for it.
神爱世人。
And God so loved the world.
把他的独生，把他的爱子，把他的子儿子舍了。
He gave him his one and only beloved son.
神付了代价的。And
God has to pay.
我们耶稣基督的宝血，极重的大宝贵的代价。And
this, our Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
Pay the price.
极重的代价。买赎了我们。And He redeemed us.
叫我们归给他。
So that we belong to Him.
这一个归属,
this belonging,
不管这个在不在你身上, 都是你的。
Whether it's with you or not, it belongs to you.
我是讲笔说的, 都是归属他的。
It belongs to.
但是神在我们里面却不离开。
But God in us will never be separated.
他说这一个人啊, 当他有圣洁的, 是一个圣徒的时候,
When you're a saint,
他说就不再做罪的奴仆了。
You're no longer a slave of sin.
他是做义的奴仆。
You're a slave of the righteousness.
你记得保罗怎么说吗？在解释的时候。
Do you remember how Paul explains this?
你神的义是显明在这一个福音上的。
God's grace is revealed in this.
是因着信以至于信的。
And it's
因信以至于信。
It's faith through faith.
Yeah, through faith. 所以今天呢，叫我们做成是属于谁的呢？
So who do we belong to?
是做谁的奴仆呢？
Whose slave are we?
或者说谁是我们的主人呢？
So who is our Lord?
就是我的主耶稣基督。
And it is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说 we belong to the Lord.
So 我们是属主的人。
不仅这样子。
Not only that.
我们从前既然做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，还有一个结局就是永生。
And the result is that we have everlasting life.
我们是属基督的。
And we belong to Christ.
又不停在这里。
We don't stop just there.
他说还要把你我磨成神儿子的样子。
And he is going to mold us into his image.
要我们能够如同基督一样。
So that we're like Christ.
在我们一生的过程里面都在做这个事情。
And throughout our life, that's the work that he's doing.
这个你我效法不来。
It's not something that we can imitate.
但是我们可以信而得着。
But if we believe, then we can receive.
神的儿子
The Son of God
是把那看不见的神彰显出来的。
He revealed the God that we cannot see.
神是荣耀。
And his glory.
你我得荣耀。
So that we can be glorified.
把荣耀归给神。
And we can give glory to God.
这一条路，这一个都是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
当你信的人软弱的时候，
When we are weak,
圣灵就祷告。
The Holy Spirit would intercede for us.
圣灵按照神的心意来祷告。
And the Holy Spirit intercede according to the will of God.
你就发现，就叫我们知道。
So that we know.
所有的事都 work together. 万事都互相效力。
Everything works together.
为了叫爱神的人能够像他的儿子。
So that those who love God will
能够彰显神的荣耀，
and show and glorify God，
能磨成神儿子的样子，
and to be molded in His likeness。
罗马书第一章到第十一章讲到福音的内涵。
Romans chapter 1 through 11 talks about the content of the gospel。
交通道。福音供应我们什么？叫信的人成为什么样子
？And to show what we would be like if we for those who believe.
所以等到这一个神的工作走到罗马书交通到第十二章的时候
，So when this work of God in Romans chapter 12，
他说是讲到这一个。福音得到福音的人怎么能够过日子
？And how do the people who receive the gospel how do they live？
我不知道你们有几个生活圈子。
I don't know how many circles in your life。
你办公室、工作、
office、
家庭、
family、
学校、
school、
教会、
church，
还有没有
？Are there any more？
我很简单，就这么多。
I'm very simple. That's all.
不是说你们复杂的意思，我是不是相比较，我就这么多。
It's not to compare, but.
但总的来说。
But overall.
基督徒的生活有个圈子。
Christians live in a circle.
专有名词,
and
圣经上所说,
according to the Bible, is to live in the body.
当保罗在罗马书十一章讲到，所有的事情都是从耶稣，是源于耶稣基督的，一切都是从他所产生的。
In Romans chapter 11, Paul talks about everything comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道，如果你那个我们那个源头不对的时候，就不是出于神的了。So
when we know that our source is not correct, then we know it's not coming from God.
不仅仅是从他出来的，还要借着他的。It's
not only coming from him, but through him.
有一个弟兄讲得很好。A
brother says it very good.
他说我今天心脏能够跳是借着耶稣基督。
Today my heart is still beating is because of Christ.
你能够把它连起来吗?
Did you make that connection?
你生命气息是出于神的。
So your life, your living,
也归于神来掌管的。
It's also controlled by God.
他说不仅这样，还要归给他。Not
only that, you have to give that to God.
那个结局要归荣耀给他。You
have to give glory to God.
所以说他说你到最后他还有一个 审判的,
because finally we will have, there is a judgment.
当他讲到说还要归给他的时候,
when he said you have to give it to God,
圣灵借着保罗就说,
the Holy Spirit through Paul said,
他说我在神的怜悯恩典里面来求你们，来劝你们。
He said, in the view of mercy, God's mercy, I urge you, brothers,
要把身体献上当作活祭,
you have to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的,
it's holy and pleasing to God.
这一个奉献,
this offer,
是所有基督徒要把所有的
We have to offer it to God for all Christians.
我们弟兄已经在这里交通过,
our brothers has already shared this.
可是那一个当你这么一献上的时候,
when you offer this,
这个身体一献上,
this body is off, is the offering.
你发,他说你们都要献上, 他是说那个是多数的,
and he said you all have to make this offering.
我劝你们将身体多数献上当作一个祭物。
I urge you, brothers, to offer your bodies.
是活的。
As a living sacrifice. It's living. It's living.
是圣洁的。
It's holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It's pleasing to God.
这个时候，当你我有这样的一个愿意的。 这心的时候,
if you have this willingness,
这样子来敬拜神的时候,
and when you through this,
理所当然来侍奉神的时候,
and to serve him,
你会看到一件事情,
you will see one thing,
并且要你看得清楚明白,
and you, it's not only it will be very clear and understandable.
看到什么呢?
But what do you see?
他说, 正如 我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也都不一样的用处。我们许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体。
You see that just as each one of us has a body with many members, these members do not all have the same function.
我们把奉献如果看得太窄的时候,
if we see this offering too narrowly,
我们总以为那个奉献是做什么事, 为神做什么事。
We think it's for doing something, our offering.
但是圣灵在罗马书里面讲到救恩，讲到基督徒的生活要开始的时候, 有一个很重要的message.
But the book, Romans about the grace that we are given and our Christian life, there's a very important message.
就是献上,
and that is to offer.
因为这个献上,
because it's offering,
从这个身体叫我们看到另外一个身体。
From this body we'll see another body.
在那个身体我们同作肢体。
And in this other body we become members of the body.
但是圣灵告诉我们你不要看你过于所当看的。
But it tells us that we should not view ourselves more highly than we
are. 什么叫做当看的呢？
What does that mean?
要看得合乎中道呢？
We have to see ourselves as we are.
因为做肢体的，你是手，你是眼睛，你说都有不同的嘛。
Because you're a member, if you're a hand or your eyes, they're different.
你在身体里面是什么，你就看作是什么。
And if whatever member you are, then you will do what you're asked to.
所以他后面就告诉你，你不管你这个肢体是，因为都是神恩典中的恩礼物给你的。
Because this is the grace of God that gives to given to us.
你或说预言，你就当着信心说吧。或做执事，你就要执。你要专心去做执事啊，你是做教导的，你就要专心的教导啊，这样子。
If you're service, then you have to serve the Lord. If you're teaching, you have to teach.
可是这一个肢体的生活。
But this life as a member.
基督徒的生活的范围。
And this environment, this circle.
教会。
In the church.
是基督的身体。
Is the body of Christ.
是圣灵做的。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个教会。
This church.
在世界里。
Is in the world.
有个弟兄讲得很好，好像我们在基督里啊，是在船里面。
And this brother says that in Christ we're like in a boat.
船在水里面。
The boat is in this water.
教会在世界里。
So this Church is in the world.
世界不能胜过它。
And the world cannot overcome the church.
所以你可以看到，在我们基督徒在世界里，确实在教会里，在教会里也在世界里。
So if we're in church, we're in the world also.
所以你在世界里的时候，上上掌权的你当然要顺服他了。
So if you're in the world, so you have to obey the authorities.
可是如果我们只是专讲顺服，你一定会讲说，那为什么我这个生活在，我们有个姐姐。
I have a sister.
当40年代50年代的时候。
In the 40s and 50s.
我们从国内来怎么讲，到台湾去，你们说什么？啊，逃亡啊。
We moved to Taiwan.
他没逃出来。
And we came out of China.
他被解放了。
And she was liberated.
他来到美国。
She came to the U.S.
改革开放以后。
And this is after the liberation.
他没有办法在他的在中国，因着他跟海外的关系，所以他不能念书。
Because of her situation, she could not go to school.
他发榜了，他考了很好，做重点学校。
Even though she was very she was done very well in her tests.
第二天去，没你名字。
But when she went there, it says her name is not on the list.
她生活在一个不同的环境里面。
She lived in a very different situation.
可是到台湾的也有生活不同的一样。
And then in Taiwan, the life is different too.
所以我们的生活不同。
So our lives are different.
他在我岳母去世以后。
After my mother-in-law passed.
他受浸归入主的名下。
She baptized into the Lord.
他先到美国来，到 Kansas City 来看我们。
She came to Kansas City to visit us.
我陪着我岳父岳母先去看她。
And I went to see her first with my in-laws.
把最好的要给她。
We want to give her the best.
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
她后来她得到了。
And she finally received it.
她喝了那个水。
She drank the water.
可是我们不一样。
We're different.
当这个耶稣基督的身体里面过日子的时候，
And when we live in this body of Christ,
不错， 我们都是属于基督的。
Yes, we all belong to Christ.
我们不可能离开耶稣基督去生活。
We cannot live apart from our Lord Jesus Christ.
活着是号筒吹响了吗？ 我们活着是向主活着。
When we live according to the Lord.
死了是向主死的。
And we die to the Lord.
或活或死都是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we belong to God.
你记得吗？ 他说我们约翰福音里面启示说，我们像枝子，它是真葡萄树，枝子是接在真葡萄树上这个关系的。
And we are the branches, and this is in the Gospel of John. We are the branches, and He's the vine.
保罗也是说，他说你是在死的形状上跟他接枝的。
We are connected to Him through death.
叫他里面复活的生命能够从你这个接枝身上能够彰显出来神的荣耀。
So the life of resurrection can be revealed through this branch.
我们信心里面都是得到这一个。
And in faith we receive that.
可是今天在当时罗马教会的时候， 进来的人有犹太人，有希利尼人。
And at the time of the church in Rome, there are Jews and there's Gentiles.
他们吃东西又不同啊。
And they eat differently.
有人只是吃蔬菜的。
And some just eat vegetables.
有的人认为百物都可以吃的。
And some people would eat everything.
有的是要守日子的。
And some observe one day.
有人是说天天都是一样的。
But some people said every day is the same.
这个不同。
This difference.
在生活中发生的是一个事实。
And in their lives, this is the This is the reality.
我们怎么去处理呢？
So how do we take care of it?
你怎么能够不论断呢？
How do you not judge?
我们怎么能够去接纳呢？
How do we accept?
怎么能够不辩论疑惑的事呢？
How can this be something that is not troublesome?
甚至于我们怎么能够不放下绊脚跌人的东西呢？
How can we not put down the stumbling block.
我们都是属于基督的。
We all belong to Christ.
除非圣灵向我们启示。
Unless the Spirit, Holy Spirit revealed differently.
这一个在我们里面的生命。
So this life in us
叫我们能够。
Cause us to be able.
所以说， 我们要看有一个启示看见。
So we have to have a revelation or vision.
他说，你要知道，吃的人不可以轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可以论断吃的人，为什么？
The people who eat should not look down on the people who doesn't eat, and the people who doesn't eat.
除非我们看见神已经收纳他。
Unless we can see that God has already accepted them.
他也属主。
He also is belong to God.
我也属主。
I also belong to God.
我们是有不同。
Yes, we are different.
但是我们却有相同的地方。
But we have something that is the same.
我们都是做家仆的。
We all the servant.
都是神家中的人。
We're all in the family of God.
都有一位主。
There's one God, one Lord.
所以，你守日的，是为主守。
So if you observe a day, you observe it for the Lord.
吃的是为主吃,
and you eat for the Lord.
他感谢神,
so you thank the Lord.
不吃的是为主不吃,
so if you don't eat, you don't eat for the Lord.
他也感谢神,
and he gives thanks to the Lord.
他说, 因为基督死了又活了, 他是做死人活人的主。
Because Christ has died and he also is raised again, he is the God of life and death.
因他活着,
because he lives,
我们就可以活着,
we can live.
我能面对明天,
I can face tomorrow.
所以今天你看, 没有一个人是为自己活着,
so today you see, no one lives for themselves.
也没有一个人是为自己死的,
and no one has died for themselves.
这就管到死,都管,把我们全部包在里面了。
So it, all of us are contained in that.
你活是为主活的。If
we live, we live for the Lord.
死了是为主死的。If
we die, we die for the Lord.
活着死的都是属主的人了。
Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属主的。是在神家中的人。We are, we are the part of a family member of God's family. So we can, if we can see that,
他叫我们能够要彼此接纳,
so we have to accept one another.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不是吃喝的问题, 其实,
it's not about eating or drinking.
他告诉我们, 罗马书告诉我们,
Romans, the book of Romans tell us,
你是泥心吃的就是罪。
If you eat in doubt, then it is sin.
因为你吃不是出于信,
because it's not out of faith that you eat.
不是出于信心产生的行为是罪。
Your action that is not come from faith is sin.
源头不在主里面。
And this origin is not in God.
不在恩典的里面。
It's not in his grace.
不是在那个我, 的福音的里面,
it is not in his gospel.
所以不是吃喝,
so it's not about eating or drinking.
如果我们重吃重喝的话,
if we just eat and drink,
我们会 miss the point.
我们会, 拿不到一个重点。
那个重点是信心。
This, the point is faith.
因为一切是从信里面开始的。
Because everything comes from faith.
也要完成在信心的里面。
And it's going to be completed in faith.
所谓的开始完成就是指这个福音在我们身上的工作要完成。
And this beginning and end is about the gospel to complete its work in us.
要把我们磨成神儿子的样子。
Is to mold us into the
神要建立他的教会,
image of Christ. And God has to complete this church.
教会要迎接那个国度。
And the church will receive the kingdom.
不在乎是吃喝。
It's not about eating and drinking.
乃是在神的在公义和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
It's about righteousness and peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
我们做奴仆，做神的奴仆。
We are servant of God.
在什么事上来侍奉？
What do we serve him?
我们首是在吃喝的事上。
If we are only serving him through eating and drinking,
不可轻看,
we should not look down on that.
不可论断,
we cannot judge.
不可以放下半跌半脚跌人的东西,
we cannot put down a stumbling block for others.
不在乎吃喝,
it's not about eating and drinking.
是在吃喝事上,
it is a, it, even though it's
on 但是重点,
the same of eating and drinking,
你有没有我们你我有没有在公义和平跟圣灵中的喜悦是喜乐的事上来侍奉神侍奉基督。
But did we serve him on the point is that we serve him on the on righteous in righteousness and peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit?
这几样是讨神喜悦的。
These things are what God delights.
你我不可能为了吃喝的东西 做对了,
and even though we can do the right thing in eating and drinking,
或者做错了,
or do the wrong.
因为那没有对错的问题。
There's not right or wrong.
重点是说你做完了以后你不讨神的喜悦。
But if you finish it and you did not, it does not delight God.
为什么不讨神的喜悦？
Why does God not delight it?
因为我们轻看。
Because we look down.
神看我们为宝贵。
And God looks at us as precious.
神接纳我们。
God accepts us.
我们却轻看。
But we look down on it.
跟这个福音所活出来的跟真理的不合不称。
It does not fit with the truth.
你行事为人与蒙召的恩不称。
And how you do things, how you live, and this grace is not,
神不喜悦。
Does not fit, and God would not be delighted.
我们常常注重事过于人。
Many times we put the importance on things instead of people.
总是希望把事做好了。
We want to do things and do it right.
可是神在这里说的话，圣灵所说的话，是却叫我们不要辩论所迷惑的事。
But here, God, the word of God tells us that we should not judge on those things that we are not sure of.
你要去接纳那个他所接纳的人。
We have to accept the person.
有一个可能是笑话，但是我听了以后觉得可以这么交通。
Maybe this is a joke, but I think that after I heard it, I think we can share this.
有对父母啊，他晚上要出门。
And there's husband and wife.
就跟孩子讲说， Daddy, mommy 要出去，请你把门看好。
And so they tell the children, your dad and mom is going to leave the house, so watch the doors.
等他父母办完事回家。
So when they, after they get back to the house,
孩子不在家。
The children are not in the house.
门也不在家。
And the door is not there.
他在看门。
They're watching.
他把门带走了。
They took the door with them.
You missed the point.
So 他们, 失去那个重点。
在人不在事。
It's about people, not about the things.
按照神的心意接纳弟兄，彼此接纳，叫神喜悦。
Accept one another according to God, and that will delight God.
不要辩论所迷惑的事。
Do not debate on things that are controversial.
这个辩论还不是 debate.
It's not debate.
你不如把你心意说出来。
It's about telling others about your what's in your heart.
但是你说出来以后，叫人能够迷惑。
But when you say it, it causes people to be confused.
就是这样的事情，因着我们在里面有基督的生命。
And because we have the life of Christ in us,
有福音的供应,
we have the supply of gospel.
我不要再把刚刚开始我一直讲那个福音的内容再讲，不需要，这个都在我们里面。
And this gospel is in us.
可以叫我们彼此接纳。
So that we can accept one another.
弟兄姊妹，这个神管事的是管到底啊。
And when the Lord governs, He governs to the end.
在神的家中,
in the house of God,
审判是从神的家里开始。
The judgment is from the family of God, starts with the family of God.
什么时候呢?
And when is that?
当主再回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
审判什么？根据什么呢？
And what is he going to judge? And how is he going to judge?
是根据这个恩典。
It's according to the grace He gave us.
是根据我主耶稣基督这个福音。
It's according to Jesus Christ, this gospel.
因为当我们归属耶稣基督。
Because when we belong to Jesus,
在这个家里面。
In this God's family,
同为肢体。
And be a member in this family.
我们就会有肢体的生活。
And then we will have a life of the member.
他要看我们。
And he will look at us.
圣灵，我们的主是根据神这个救赎的恩典。
And God will look at us according to this saving grace.
你我是随从圣灵生活呢，还是随从肉体过日子？
Do we obey the Holy Spirit in our lives, or is it obey the world?
第二个
Second,
它是根据我们的工作
It's according to our work.
我们有一个工作
We have a work.
是与神同工
And it's to work with the Lord.
因为我们在一起的时候
Because when we're together
我自己有我自己的事业
I have my own work
Like my brother
Like my brother
经营一个事业你如果找不志同道合的人呢，那你真是痛苦死了
If you're in your business and you find somebody who is not same mind as you, it would be very difficult.
但神在经营的时候，他找来的人，你看看耶稣基督找的这个十二个门徒，你就要跌破眼镜。
And you see in the God's administration when Jesus picked the 12 disciples.
爱国主义者，奋锐党。
Nationalism
是这个当时的有个分类党，他能够跟那一个马太那个税吏专门去加大人的这样子，是帮着罗马政权来欺负犹太人的。
He's one that helps the Romans to oppress the Jews.
同为肢体，哈。同为是一个肢体
we're co-members
how you gonna handle that
我们怎么办
谁有一个工作
God gives us some work
把这两个人坐在一起
these people the two of them sit together
做成他的身体
to become part of this body
还能够彼此相爱
and they can love one another
都为主死
and die for the
都为主爱
And they love the Lord.
也彼此相爱。
And they love each other.
Amazing. 这是福音。
This is the gospel.
但是这一件事情，神将来要问的。
So this is something that God would ask us.
保罗跟亚波罗。
Paul and Apollo.
当哥林多教会的时候，他们也可能是有这个现象，有的人跟从他，有人跟从他。
In the Church of Corinth, there were people that follow Apollos and people that follow Paul.
就好像一个肢体里面有两个不同的功用。
So it's like there's two different members. They have different functions.
他讲种田为例子。
One is about farming.
有人浇灌。
And some would be about irrigation.
有人栽种。
And some about harvest.
这有什么了不起啊？你目的是要它要东西要成长嘛，对不对
？The objective is to have this grow.
你不要 miss the point.
是不要失去那个重点。
可是叫它生长是谁啊
？And who is it that caused it to grow？
他说是神的自己。
It is God Himself.
他说你们。是神所耕种的田地，是神所做的工作。
You are the work of God.
the work of God. 神要问这个事情的。你是怎么做的?
How did you do this? God will ask you.
你用什么来建造?
And how, what are you using to build?
我们是跟, 他是跟神同工的。
And you, we are co-workers with God.
你怎么建造?
How do you build?
你有, 你用金吗?
Are you use gold?
银吗?
Silver?
或者宝石吗?
Or precious jewels?
你是用神的儿子吗?
You use the son of God.
金是神的性格。
And, Gold is the God's character.
就是这个福音。
And so this gospel.
你用这个福音来建造。
You use this gospel to build.
借着福音跟神同工。
And through this gospel, you co.
来种这块田。
With God to farm this land.
它会生长的。
And it will grow.
但是如果按照肉体来建造。
But if you build it with your flesh.
草木和谐。
It is stones, hay, and stubble.
他说有一天，这个工作要受审，要被火烧的。
And this work will be tested by fire one day.
这个做工的人，可以还是要得救，但是会经过火。
This worker would be saved, but it's through suffering.
因着这个审判台。
Because of this judgment.
因着这个家中的审判。
Because of this judgment in the family,
就叫我们不可以审判弟兄。
It causes us not to judge other brothers and sisters.
因为你知道那个权柄是在神的手上。
Because we know that this power is in the hands of God.
他是主。
He is Lord.
你是这个人，仆人家仆是站着的，还是跌倒的？
Are you one that is standing up or one that's fallen down?
是主人的事。
And that's the Lord's business.
但是他说，神也会叫他站得稳。
And God will also have him stand firm.
因为这个福音，只要他信，接受福音，这个福音是全备的，要将他的生活都改换，更新变化。
All he has to do is believe in this gospel, and he will be he will be renewed and transformed.
My time's over.
Well, this is Jim Fowler. There's some more sharing that I have.
冯牧师年长可以借，我没办法跟大家借时间。
Brother Fang can borrow time, I cannot.
神家的建造是经过祭坛。
The building of the church is through the altar.
你记得诗篇八十四篇的话吗?
Do you remember Psalm 84, the words in Psalm 84?
他说那个麻雀，他说这个诗篇八十四篇主要的是说，哎呀，神啊，耶和华呀，你的居所是何等的美啊。
It's Lord, how beautiful, how lovely is your dwelling place.
不要忘记，这个唱这首诗歌的人是可拉的后裔。
Don't forget the ones that sang this song.
我们如果熟悉圣经的。你知道可拉当初发生什么事？
And you remember what happened to the
Dukor? 照理说他是灭亡的。
And he is been destroyed.
不知道他的后裔从哪里来。
We don't know where his descendants come from.
他在圣殿中服侍。
And he served in the temple.
神没有 fire 他们。
神没有 God did not fire them.
他说耶和华，你的居所何等的可爱。
I say, Oh Lord, how lovely is your dwelling place?
我羡慕可想耶和华的殿宇。
He said, I yearn for the courts of the Lord.
所以一想到这个，他说我这个全身发抖，我的肉体，我的心肠呢，都就像永生神来欢乐。
And when he think about that, he said, My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
他说这里啊，麻雀为自己找了房子。
And he said, Even the sparrow found a home.
燕子为自己找到报处之窝。
And a swallow finds its nest for herself.
哎呀，这样住在你殿中啊，真是有福啊。
And he said, this is a blessing to be living in your house.
不要忘记他说了一句话。
And don't forget, they say this.
我的神啊,
My God.
在祭坛那里,
and in the altar,
麻雀为自己找到房,
and the sparrow has found a home.
燕子为自己找到包处之窝,
and the swallow found a nest for herself and her young.
这是冯牧师昨天上个礼拜在交通到最后的时候讲到那一个摩利亚山上建圣殿，讲到两个弟兄，讲到耶和那个合场的时候，讲到建造的时候，我里面的一个感觉。
And this is my feeling when Pastor Fink shared with us to the last part of his message about the threshing floor in Mount Moriah.
这个圣殿是神自己亲自向大卫启示的。
And this temple is one that is revealed to David by God.
大卫到那里花了钱了以后，他说：“这个地带之上22章第一节说，大卫说这就是耶和华神的殿，为以色列人献燔祭的坛。”
And David in 1 Chronicles 22:1 said, "The house of the Lord is to be there, and also the altar of burnt offering for Israel."
历代之下第3章1节一样说，所罗门就在耶路撒冷。 耶和华向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的合场上，大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建耶和华的殿。And
in 2 Chronicles 3:1, it says, "Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite." And the place provided by David.
父神有一个蓝图。
God the Father has this blueprint.
当我们的主来的时候，他说：“我就是那个殿，要拆毁3日，还要再起来。”他是我自己讲的。
And when our Lord came, He said, "I am the temple that will be taken down in 3 days."
圣灵又告诉说，你们是信的人，你们你我就是神的殿，是圣灵的居所。And
you, also the Holy Spirit tells us that you and I are the temple of the Lord and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
这一切的建造是根据羔羊的献上。And
all of this offering is through the blood through the Lamb.
也根据你我完全的奉献。
It's according to our complete offering.
求神纪念他的话语。
May the Lord bless His own word.
愿主带我们进到他的荣耀里去。
May the Lord lead us into His glory.